time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ooh, it's tea time, and we are kicking things off with the 62nd annual Grammy Award nominations. The Queen, Lizzo, leads the pack of nominated artists with 8 nominations, including nods and the 4 biggies: Record of the Year, Album of the Year, Song of the Year, and Best New Artist. Following close behind, Billie Eilish and Lil Nas X, each receiving 6 nominations. This is going to be so much fun to watch. Also, 5 for Ariana Grande, who earned her first Album of the Year nod for Thank You Next.
Really? That's her first one?
For the Album of the Year.
Oh, so, wow. I'm surprised to hear that. Okay, cool. Good for her.
Cool. Yeah, the 62nd Annual Grammy Awards will go down January 26th of 2020 with Miss Alicia Keys hosting.
She's a good host, too.
Oh, my gosh. So beautiful. I love her so much. All right. So the Joe Bros were freaking out when they found out that they received a nomination.
It's a popular group. Guys, congrats.
What?
Yeah!
Woo-hoo!
It's awesome.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, sucker.
Come on, freak out more than that. It's like golf claps. Like,
yes, honey. So I'll definitely tune in for that. Dolly Parton, she's got a few Grammy Awards under her belt. She's talking about when she recorded 9 to 5, one of her main instruments, her fingernails.
When I actually wrote the song, I used my acrylic nails on the set when I was writing it. I did, because they make noise and it sounded like a typewriter to me. And can you hear here? I can play it in one of these.
Oh my God.
But anyway.
I've never heard anyone play their nails before.
And I actually played it.
I'm just kind of
shocked.
I played
it on the actual record and it says Nails by Dolly on the album.
Holy crap. Are you serious?
That's her nails.
I never knew that. I'm thinking of the beat right now. Yeah. And I'm like, wow.
Yep, 9 to 5, go listen to it. You'll listen to it differently from here on
out,
I swear. You might listen to Akon differently from here on out because he wants to run for president.
I got really this close to running for president for 2020. But then I thought about it. I said, well, if I run now, I will never be able to do music again freely. So before I say goodbye to music, I got to just come back into the game. Because once you go to office, ain't no coming back. I realized that, so I said, okay, let me put the brakes on that and get focused back on the music. But I guarantee you, once I'm done with this, that's something I'm definitely going to attempt to do before I retire.
Wow, Akon, dream big.
Now I'm wondering, Porkchop, you're a big Akon fan, and he always, he's like, convict music. Is Akon a convict? Like, did he get in trouble? Do we know that? Because certain things you do, you can't actually, like, run for president, I think, if you do certain crimes.
I think that's just the brand name.
Okay, it's like convict music. I've never had a misdemeanor.
What if he and Kanye run against each other? I vote Oprah all the way. I want Oprah to be president.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not a big socialism fan, but if she wants to give me free stuff, I'll take it.
You get a car.
All right, that is McKenzie with the T here on Joe and McKenzie. Coming up next, Thanksgiving, guys. 1 week away. Are you ready?
That is blowing my mind.
Okay, is anybody hosting Thanksgiving?
No.
Okay, well then you don't have to worry about this, but it's something you should think about. If you're going to be going to other people's places, is it okay to ask people to maybe chip in a few bucks to help out for the Thanksgiving meal?
What?
Okay, hang on. It sounds like we're kind of all against that, but I'll explain. It's expensive to host Thanksgiving. 833-563-2539. That's coming up next here. We're Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.